U.S. drug authorities knew of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's escape plans about a month after his arrest last year, according to internal Drug Enforcement Administration documents obtained by the Associated Press. The internal DEA documents reveal that drug agents first got information on escape plans in March 2014, about a month after Guzman was captured in the seaside resort town of Mazatlan, Mexico. Immediately after Guzman's arrest, which was considered a crowning achievement of Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto's government in its war against drug cartels, various Guzman family members and drug world associates were considering potential operations to free Guzman, the documents show. In the documents, Guzman is identified by Guzman Loera. DEA agents didn't have information about Saturday night's plan when Guzman escaped through an underground tunnel near a shower close to his prison cell. In March 2014, agents in Los Angeles reported a possible escape operation funded by another drug organization run under the auspices of Guzman's Sinaloa cartel. That plot involved threatening or bribing prison officials. That July, the same investigation revealed that Guzman's son had sent a team of lawyers and military counterintelligence personnel to design a breakout plan. In December of that year, agents in the DEA's Houston Field Division reported that a Mexican Army general stated that a deal was in place to release both Guzman Loera and imprisoned Los Zetas cartel leader Miguel Angel Z40 Tavino Morales. This article posted by Alicia A. Caldwell of the Associated Press.